Hello, and welcome to a new episode of Corey and Kevin Talk About Nothing. If you're tuning in for the first time,
I'm Corey.
I'm Kevin, and welcome to our podcast talk show.
Hello, hello.
Explain, what do we do on this podcast talk show? What do we do?
So we actually talk a lot about movies. We've been getting in slowly into like this indie film type of thing too, which I really, really like.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
We're actually, I shouldn't say a little bit, we're actually diving full deep into it.
Oh yeah, we've done a lot of episodes so far.
Absolutely. So, you know, and really we talk a lot about nothing, but it's fun. So I'm just saying.
We talk as if our opinions have value, but we know that value is nothing.
Not yet. Not listen, yet. It's coming.
Hey, at this moment of recording, we have 49 subscribers on our YouTube. Yeah. Get us to 50.
Yeah, let's get that up, bro. Let's go. You know, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you're listening, go to our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
At Corey and Kevin Talk About Nothing. Or is it CK Talk About Nothing on Gmail?
Well, the email is CK Talk About Nothing at gmail.com. Yeah. But our I think it's Corey Kevin 1. I think we've stuck with it because our Twitter account.
Yeah, Twitter. Yeah.
Because so that's even Kevin our. One. Or no, it's simply Corey and Kevin Talk About Nothing. And then if you want to get like the exact search result, Corey and Kevin Talk About Nothing podcast, then you're like, you're not screwed.
Oh, dude, it pops up.
That's us.
Well, yeah, but guess what? I've also dealing a little bit of TikTok too, so I'm just saying. See some clips on our TikTok, you know? Like, come giving us a shout out, you know?
Very
cool. Just saying.
Very cool.
So, yeah.
We're hitting it all. We're taking the world by storm. Ah, very slow storm. Just no hurricanes,
but,
no typhoon.
For sure. Yeah.
It is one of the slowest flaps of a butterfly's wing. This butterfly is slow.
Yeah, I agree.
But it doesn't take away from exactly, and it doesn't take away from like how much fun we're having, like exploring like a whole treasure trove of content that we never.
I literally had a conversation, with my mom today, and I'm like, Mom, it's kind of crazy, you know, the one movie that we watched today. Which one thing? Well, okay, so something we're gonna talk about today on today's podcast is called a movie called an indie film. Man, baby. So when I brought it to my mom today, when we were just kind of, you know, just kind of BSing, I said, Mom, you know what's really cool about this, the whole fact of it, is that me and Kevin are actually getting a pre-watch of this.
Yeah.
You know what's weird? Like, I didn't actually even want to bring my mom in on the pre-watch because it's a pre-watch. Listen, tell my mother
that's illegal,
that it's a great
sir.
Film and she should watch, she should go on there and buy it, right? Like you're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. Like, so there's like little things that I'm like, man, that's really cool. Like, so like little things about. Yeah,
it's amazing. Like, it's being awesome. Sent screeners or the codes and like being able to be that VIP access. It's like, it's like a rush. It's like, oh man, you know, like.
No, I'm telling you, like, pretty awesome.
Close
actually.
The curtains. Nobody's spying. Nobody's going to pirate this.
No.
But yeah, I feel the same way. I think that's like one of the coolest things. Is like, oh hey, can you watch my movie? And here's a code or whatever. It's like makes us feel like real reviewers.
For
so thank
sure,
you,
dude.
Thank
absolutely, you. Thank you. I appreciate you. That's what I'm trying to say to you.
So yeah, the two movies that we're going to be talking about today on this podcast is going to be Man Baby, and then The Gray Man. Which I have words for, because I'm upset with that Rotten Tomatoes score. I ain't happy.
I'm telling you. Yeah, I agree. So, hold it.
Yeah.
Twist it.
Pause.
Bottle cap it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know?
We're
going to
be talking about Man Baby first.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
So, sit in your seat. Strap in. Make sure your seat belt's buckled if you're listening. Make sure, you know, you're paying, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter. If you're watching, hello.
Do it. No.
So it's a movie called Man Baby, and I'm going to be honest, I really should get better at like putting the production and director info in there. I do apologize. I don't have that available. But it's really cool. It comes out August 17th, and it looks like they're going to be releasing it in a theater or several theaters, as well as online. And it's really cool because we got an early screener to this movie, and it's just like that cool feeling we were talking about. So, Man Baby is a very interesting comedy, sci-fi fantasy is what it's labeled as. I'd go one step further and add horror into that, because there were several parts of this movie where I felt like I feel like I'm watching a horror movie. Like,
seriously.
So it's like demented to watch. You're like,
yes, absolutely. And I think there's also a fine line of this, like, horror film. Then I think, like, I'm just gonna throw it out there, bro. Like, it could, the setup of his XXX film too. I'm just saying.
Okay, yeah, there were moments where I'm like, you know, where it's just gonna be the three of them. I'm like, yeah, I'm just something's saying. Happening. And
is there something that, happening? That?
I see movie is mature, but I don't know what's happening in this movie. But I'm pretty sure this is the longest intro to a porno ever.
Ever. Ever. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So, anyways, but yes.
Yeah. So yeah, it's a pretty funny movie. The quote in the beginning, I don't know if it's real. I'll have to do a little bit of research on that, I guess, because I was highly intrigued. I'm like, that's absolutely asinine that there's like a certain amount of 33 men who a year who try to bamboozle their wives or significant others into having a child. And it's like, what?
It's so funny. I laughed really hard at that part. For some reason, as soon as you said it, I knew exactly what you're talking about, because like that part made me laugh really hard. But anyways.
Yeah, so it's an interesting comedy. I have some thoughts in addition to like that horror part. But yeah, so it's this guy who's a comedian, and he's doing this man baby skit. And he's... You know, him and his wife are going to get a divorce because he wants kids. She doesn't. And so he figures out this warped way of maybe I can figure out a way to make her like, hey, you'll be a good mom.
Yeah, exactly. How? Yeah.
Well, I magically turn into a baby. Right, so
I drink a magic potion, right?
If I drink a magic potion. So yeah. When he starts bringing up the witch store, I'm like, where's this going? Because in the preview, you see like the bottle of like the bubbling bottle, and I'm like, okay. But so it was a pretty funny concept. But then like there's moments in this pretty funny concept where you're like, it's like almost shot in this 80s sci-fi horror comedy.
It's weird.
Got like these 80s like close-ups of like these people, and they're like almost creepy. Like it's almost like a British film too, because it's definitely got like these dry characters, like the doctor guy who's just talking about how the Greeks didn't enjoy a large phallic. In fact, they like small. So he's taking pride in his stature. But you know, he's very. I love the comments about his muscles, because he's just like a regular dude. Like he's not like, he's no Ryan Gosling or Chris Evans. I'll tell you that. But he's like boasting. Sure. He's doing all these like shots in the bedroom. And I'm like, this is awesome.
He is so funny. He made me laugh a lot.
From the moment he starts talking, I'm like, this is an 80s film. I don't know. You're like, you just like tweaked the camera footage, because this is an 80s film. Like, you figured out the formula of an 80s film, and you were like, yep, this is what we're doing.
Got it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You know, the only thing I would say that would need worked on is the audio. You know,
well, I think there's certain moments of it. I just think that it was like it was all kind of shot in the same kind of mode, which it can't be. Like that's the thing, I think.
Yeah, there's like times where it sounded almost like camera audio, and then there was just like slightly obvious moments of where like they dubbed over what was actually said, and it just doesn't match up right. But I mean, it's all like I'm not dinging into it for that. I'm just saying, like, if I were to critique this movie, if I were to, you know, say, you know, where were the areas to be worked on, I would definitely say the audio, because everything else, shot wise, dialogue. I mean, this is a movie. This was a movie from start to finish.
Yes,
it is like an awkwardly a rom com, but not like at all. Like,
no,
you know, like, it is a romantic comedy, but like not really at all.
Yeah, it does. It's funny because I'm not trying to give it away, but it ends but doesn't at the same time with a rom-com ending. All I'm saying is it doesn't.
He taught her. it's wild. It was.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's so funny.
It's an hour and 34 minutes, and it was a wild ride. I'm sitting there laughing, and then like there's certain moments where I'm not laughing because I'm like, this is a really long skit to go through. It was like a really long SNL skit. It's like an SNL skit that turned into a movie. You know,
that's funny. Yeah. And also, I mean, even like the twist of the situation that's happening, I also like actually enjoyed as the writing of a film. You know what I mean? I enjoyed that. Like that's something that because there's like a twist within a twist of like what's going on. So like it's like oh, yeah. I like this, right? You know what I mean? So then all of a sudden it's like it's I actually enjoyed the actual the storyline of what's happening at the time. You know what I mean? I really do. So
I couldn't agree more. I thought the acting was perfect, especially like if you were going for that really. I mean, you had to be with those close ups, like the quirky style. Like it's a very quirky style, which made it more enjoyable because it's not just like some put it on a tripod. No, like you had like shots and all that stuff. So
yeah,
you know, cinematography worked for this movie. It was a lot of fun. Props to this male lead, Asa. I can't. Remember the name, but like, man, you spent an awful long time in a diaper, and that's congrats to you.
Seriously, yeah, and like kind of just a diaper, like there's that, like just there's like diaper, nothing else
in a bonnet. I mean, like you went out
bonnet
in public with this diaper and bonnet, like congrats, like that's you did it if that's what you wanted. So it was definitely a funny concept, definitely a funny movie. Like we already said, the dialogue worked because obviously it's a quirky movie. You have like the mom and the doctor scientist guy were just like these hilarious, like,
yeah,
you could almost just see these as like British characters too.
Absolutely. Yeah. 100%,
there's like this dry sense of humor that like this, the director, this writer, these writers, they definitely got it. So it was a lot of fun. I did say that there's some it is somewhat disturbing of a movie.
I was gonna say, I need you to kind of dive into like this this horror that you were talking about here. I just want to hear some of your story. That'd be some of the thing here.
It's like there's like certain like elements of like this 80s sci-fi horror where like I said, like the close-ups of the characters talking, the weird angles, and then you have like this premise of like this evil doctor making, you know, this potion to like, oh, you want to be a baby? Okay, here you go. You're going to be a baby.
Here it is.
And we're going to live at this, family. So it turns into like this twisted type of event. And then like, you know, the family comes over and you got like the creepy priest who's just towering over everyone. It's just like, a couple of words being a creep, you know, and then the mother and the doctor or the scientists are just weird in general. So it gives you like that creepy tone. So I just felt like you could have easily turned this into a horror movie. You know, it easily had the elements of, I would say it's a comedy, sci-fi, fantasy. I would add a little bit of horror in there. Comedic horror, you know?
Okay. Yeah. All right. I mean, I mean, I'll give you that. I mean, I understand where you're going with that whole thing. You know what I mean? I'm not necessarily going to say, like, I was scared.
Have you ever seen The Evil Dead? Absolutely The Evil Dead. I mean, Ash is hilarious. There's a lot of comedic moments in this. But what I really meant to say is Dead Alive by Peter Jackson. It was at one point the goriest movie ever made. But
okay, so I think I did see that. Yeah.
So it's just a really quirky zombie movie, and it's just gory. He's got the lawnmower, and he's cutting up all these zombies, or the mom who splits open. One of my favorite scenes, two of my favorite scenes of Evil Dead Alive is when they're eating porridge, and the mom's ear is like falling off of her body and falls in her porridge. Yeah. She's eating it. And then the zombie baby, because like there's like the idea behind it is like you cannot justify this scene, but it exists, and that's all that matters. Why would you take this zombie baby to a park? It's like, why would you do that? And it's just amazing that he did, and it's so funny. But anyways, that's where I get like this horror, where it's like, it's in that genre because it's like a comedic horror, and like they have like those elements, the evil doctor making the potion, and you're gonna turn into what you ultimately desire, you know?
Okay, so, all right.
So, and then there's all this talk of witches, and so, but yeah, it's pretty funny. I'll tell you what, for being like an indie film, and
yes, for sure, I think it has it definitely has the, you know, I've been kind of breaking things down, but like meat potatoes, it gives me the full package of the entire thing. It does. I actually really enjoyed middle end,
conflict, resolution, climax, everything,
twist. Boom.
Twist.
I mean, like, dude, it like you all, did a fantastic job. Yep. Like, you really did. With
checks
that whole
all
thing.
The marks and, on the form.
Exactly. Yep. Yes. And I really think that this movie's gonna go. You know, it could do actually work in some festivals. You know, I think personally, I just think that if you turn this into some festivals and you kind of do something along those lines, I think it really could do some.
For sure.
So at least gain some traction, right? And I'm not saying that it's not a perfect film, it's not a Hollywood film, but at the same time, though, for what you have, because the thing is like we even like. So the one thing that like I noticed, right, which I'm not saying was perfect by any means, it's an indie film, guys. So we got to like kind of, you know, feel like that into it, right?
Yeah.
So like the futuristic parts of like the ending of the movie.
Yeah.
Right? So like there were some
so like the
that
three
were good.
Models interacting with the environment, like, you know, but they're well done enough that like, you know,
yeah,
it
I can accept it and just go with it. Exactly. 100%.
Worked,
yeah. Yes. 100%.
I agree. Like it just like you could tell like it didn't. It like work with the environment, like it didn't like leave tracks on the road or do anything like that. But
yeah,
it doesn't matter. It's not like
exactly. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Correct. Exactly. Yeah. So I was like 100%. Like I was fine with the situation. I was fine with how they even did that. And I just think that's like that kind of puts you out there where you're a little bit different than some of those situations. You know what I mean? Like I just think that that's, you know, and some of the other indie films that we've watched recently, it's been like. You don't get that same type of, how can I say, like editing or special effects, right? Like that's, I'm just saying, you're not getting this type of same situation. I think that this was actually a good thing.
Yeah,
good job,
I
that's my whole point to it.
Yeah,
I just think that you guys did a good job. So
it's basically a finished package. If there was like a little work on the audio or fixed like where the dubbing in the mouths didn't work.
Correct.
That's like the only things. Literally the only things, everything else formula wise.
Yeah.
I
think it's really the very beginning of it that I caught it at the very beginning of the entire thing. So I tried to do a really good job by forgetting about it and just moving on.
Yeah. Right.
Instead of keep thinking about it. Right. But actually the movie did it for me though. Like that's the nice part.
You didn't care. Like it wasn't anything like there was nothing obnoxious about it. There's nothing about that. It was just like the quality. That's it. Like
for sure, 100%.
Right.
I totally
like,
agree with you.
Not like the birds in our ears for 20 minutes. Move the scene inside, please. But this was great. I really enjoyed this. Yeah.
Yeah, and there was one part that like when I was sitting here listening to it, I actually was listening to it with headphones at the time, and you can actually hear it, like. All right, so the one thing, so you're just bringing up to your point about audio, right? So, like, the distance of a person. If me and you were sitting in the same room in a movie, I shouldn't hear your voice because you're closer to the camera. The whole point of a movie is it's not supposed to be who's closer to the camera, it's in the room in general, right?
Yeah, like, everybody's voice should be equal, so, yeah.
Equal, right? So, there's a couple parts to where there's certain people talking in some of the scenes that were, you could tell. Oh, they're further away from the microphone, right? So those are the audio things that I picked up on a little bit. But actually, once again, I really, to be honest with you, I didn't even, like, it's fine. Like, I'm not upset about any of it, right? Like, that's the thing. If you want hints or pointers, there's
that's
one.
That's it. Get a boom mic, or if you did, I don't know. But you'll figure it out, because, I mean.
For sure.
You got everything else down, so you boom. Yeah, yeah, the only thing that kind of made me laugh is he's like a trust fund baby, so he's got a lot of money that they're like kind of throwing around. But like they have like a curtain for like a door, and they live in this like, you know,
Yeah.
Like, you know, I was just like, okay, you know.
Yeah.
Let's like, make sure, like, maybe it's like, I have a trust fund, but I don't use that money, but.
Yeah, which is cool. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But yeah.
Make that equivalent. Don't make you feel one way and then show you a totally different. That's what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? Right.
That's where my mindset goes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, man, baby. Yeah. Really, really funny stuff.
Yeah.
Slightly disturbing stuff. And, you know, you could have thrown this movie into the 80s and people would have been like, yeah. Same. It'd be like this movie was made in like 86.
Yeah. Do you remember this movie?
Yeah, right. I feel like I saw this before.
Yes, absolutely.
But yeah, so yeah, Man Baby comes out August 17th. Yep. I know we've talked about wanting to do some interviews with some filmmakers here and everything, so we got to nail that down. Yep. But, we'll reach out because obviously like, we'll want to talk about this one as well. So.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, right.
See, I feel like this one, for some reason, I have more questions about. The other ones, I just want to talk to the filmmakers to see what their thing is.
You know, personal drives and.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this one, I have a lot of questions about the film in general. Like, that's the thing. So it's like, I mean, we could do this, you know, that's fine. Right, so
That's funny.
But yeah. So.
Okay. So yeah, Man Baby. And we'll put all the details in the description. Of like, you know, where you can find this movie, production info, director info, and all that stuff. So
yeah, we'll and if you guys have any trouble with it, if you have any trouble, tweet at us and we'll get you there.
Yeah, yeah, because there's even a Man Baby. I put it in the our latest tweet, but there is a Man Baby Twitter account as well. So
yeah, for sure.
But yeah, all right. So next, we're gonna move on to a movie that. Rotten Tomatoes, go to hell. This is why I just, you know, you just watch movies. It's fun to see what you line up with, obviously, on Rotten Tomatoes. Yeah. But like, sometimes you're just like, you're
what
wrong.
Are you stupid?
What are you stupid? The Gray Man on Netflix, starring Ryan Gosling, Chris Evans, Billy Bob Thornton, and.
Who'd you say? Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, Ryan Gosling, Chris Evans, Billy Bob Thornton, why can't I remember her name?
I don't know who you're trying to think of. What girl are you thinking of here?
The main actor who helps him.
Oh, the Anna de Armas?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Thank you, Anna.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you're on this podcast, we get brain farts, and I do apologize.
No, well, exactly, yeah.
Honestly, I was going to give her props because I... She excellent acting and phenomenal action scenes, man. Phenomenal. So there's only, honestly, like I only really had like one plot flaw with this movie. Okay. I freaking like this movie a lot, dude.
Well, yes, absolutely. I agreed. And, you know, I've had a lot of people tell me, you know, oh, this movie's great. This movie's awesome. You know, it's great action. You know what I mean? So like but you got to take it for a little bit of like maybes.
Yeah.
But. Listen, dude. They told me for a reason. I'm just
dude. Like, so this to me is like, and this I hope people have comments for me because like I would love to hear like a rebuttal. But this to me felt more than I can think of anything that's been out action wise. This movie felt more to me like a James Bond, like finally like an American James Bond. Franchise than any other action movie that we've had, like, you know, because James Bond's, you know, a British and all that stuff, British spy, MI6. Yeah. So, like, this was like so the reason why I say that is he is, it's not just about guns. Like, this movie's action is not just guns. Like, there's so many fighting moves and action moves and just close combat and the creativity that you normally see in a Bond movie, you see in this. So, like, dude, this I was blown away. I thought the action scenes in this movie was worth at least 70% on this thing.
Yes, yeah. And then, you know what they gave us? You know what I mean?
Yeah, 46%, man.
46.
That's.
I mean, I was like, that's why I saw it earlier, and I'm like, I gotta. This is ridiculous. I saved the page.
Yeah, it didn't make sense to me. There's, I mean, obviously, like, it's an action movie, so if you're looking for plot, like, come on.
Exactly. Like that's not what
like,
for.
Oh, this movie's been done before. No. Okay, that's not the point. All right, so first off, I did learn that this is based off of a book series. So I am excited to find out that this is a franchise film. So obviously, there's going to be more. And they've already come out and said this is a franchise movie. So no spoilers there. But there's 11 books in the series. So I think that's really
cool. Whoa.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
So then I'm like, oh, man. Like, so James Bond, Ian Fleming, that's all books. You know, it all started as books, too. So I'm like, oh, man, like, even more so. Like, this is like the American version of James Bond here. And they even, you know, hint at it with the, there's a couple of little, you know, Easter eggs. So, like, you know, he's like, six, huh? That's, you know, the girl's like, oh, six, huh? And he's like, yeah, 007 was taken, you know? Because, you know.
Yeah.
Because this is. That's, like, I like it. Yeah. He's a Bond, for sure. Right? I'm six. And I love that it's just, he's a gray man. His name's Six. The one picture she takes of him, can I have that? You know, like, because there should be no pictures of this man. And the other thing is, Chris Evans, I don't know if you caught this. If you're a Remember the Titans fan, you would have caught this. But Chris Evans, when he calls up Six, he goes, "Hello, sunshine." And if you remember in Remember the Titans, Ryan Gosling's character is called Sunshine. I laughed immediately.
I didn't even catch it right away. You just said it. That's crazy. Okay.
So whether it was done on purpose or not, which I'm sure it is. It had to have been. That's a crazy coincidence. I love that. I thought that was fun. So there's like little sprinkles of Easter eggs all throughout this movie. But Lloyd Hansen, like, I fear a real Lloyd Hansen, man. That guy was just like obviously a psychopath, you know.
Well, yes.
Doesn't care about the consequences. He knows that, like, if he gets the job done, like.
Yes, I can do what you guys can't.
Yeah. Oh, dude, Chris Evans, man. This is like, I'm so glad, like. I love him as Captain America, obviously. Like,
well, yes, yeah.
Absolute stunning actor. He's amazing. But put that shield down, take that uniform off, and put Lloyd Hansen on. It's just like a total 180. Like, it's the anti Captain America, you know?
And for sure, 100%. Yeah, and I thought it was actually, and I thought he played the part pretty well. You know what I mean? He played the bad guy.
Excellent.
Yes, he went from the good great guy to the bad guy in a film that, and I felt like he did both of them. Great, right? Yeah. You know what I mean, dude. Yeah. He actually freaked me out.
That's like, what there I'm was saying. Moments. Like, yes, unsettling. Yeah, there was moments. You know,
yes, yeah, for sure, 100%. Yes,
I loved how the one guy was like, "You're gonna kill a girl," and then you knew, like, he's like, "Nah, I'm not standing for that. Like, I'm absolved of this. I'm no longer gonna help you out." Now, if you like Chris Evans in a bad guy role, there is a movie called The Iceman. I think it's called The Iceman. Yeah, it's got to be called The Iceman. And it stars Michael Shannon. And it's based on real people. And Michael Shannon plays this guy who's a hitman. They call him the painter or whatever. But, yeah, he's like a hitman. And there's also another hitman called the... he drives around in an ice cream truck. And I can't remember his name. Mr. Icy. That's it. He's Mr. Icy. And it's Chris Evans that he's a hitman too, and he's just all sorts of wrong. Got it. So it's he's a great actor. He can flip that switch and be maniacal as hell. And you know, like, he really played it great too, because if you think about it, he plays not even like Chris Evans, like Lloyd Hansen. You could tell is a psychopath because he's missing fingers. Whatever. I'm still moving on with my plan because, like, I can block this out because I have, like, this psychopathic plan. Like,
yep.
You know, he's a beast, you know, and I really like the one fight, and he slams. He's like, ah, you know, I was like, yeah, you forgot, dude.
You
know?
Yep. You're missing some hands.
Yeah. Lloyd Hansen was unsettling. So.
Oh, yeah. I agree. I mean, like, remember, like, I mean, I'm not trying to give away the movie, but he's pulling out fingernails. I mean, I'm just saying.
Like, yeah, I'm not a great person with fingernail stuff. I don't like that stuff. So I'm pressing down on all of my nails while it's happening. Don't show me that. Don't do that.
Yeah. So I'm like, yep. And then so that was a pretty rough one for me too. I mean, I'll give you that. See, like, now that you're doing it, makes me
makes me like I have to press down on my nails so they don't pop off.
Yeah, they're fine. You know, here we go. But anyways.
If you ever watch Stir of Echoes, there's a scene where she's dragging her nails on the wood floor and her nail pops off, and my friends kept rewinding it and playing it, and it's
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the same thing. Oh. Yeah, Texas Chainsaw Massacre going down the walls.
Yep.
Oh my gosh! Because they make it like a real film, so I make it feel like this girl is real, getting dragged down the basement. Oh, and her nails are just getting ripped off.
Nasty.
So just terrible. But all right, anyways, I'm
gonna... speaking of Captain America, though, this movie is directed by Anthony and Joe Russo, who did like the Captain America Civil War,
Avengers
films, and Infinity War and Endgame.
Actually, I had that written down as my phone to ask you a question because I thought it was the same thing. I thought it was Russo.
It's actually written by the same guys who wrote all the like Infinity War and like a ton of the Marvel movies too. Which is that's why I think it blows my mind. Like, also, I just have to say, I'm glad that drone shots exist. Because, man, you don't have to, like, 3D modulate a city to get, like, really cool flyby scenes or do any risky flying. You just have professional drone flyers just fly these smooth shots and add the choreography. That's why, I'm blown away that's 46%. Because, like, the choreography to some of these scenes where they can do so many things. Because they just have, a drone. Like, oh, you don't have to have a crane. You don't have to have set up the tracks. Yeah. You don't have to do all this extra work. Just have a drone flying around, capturing all this. It's amazing. Apparently I'm not sick of drone shots yet, because there were a lot of them in this movie, and I thought they were really cool.
A lot,
and they were really cool. Great action flick. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
And a decent storyline.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
You know,
dude, I thought the ending. Okay, I'm not gonna give anything away. Okay, I'm trying to figure out a way to beat around the bush here. But the ending where it's like, turn up the music real loud. You know what I mean? Turn up the music real loud.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, some stuff happens, right? I'm going to leave it at that. And then all of a sudden, you know, he's back.
Oh, yeah, right.
Everybody knows there's going to be a second one. I'm just saying. Exactly. We all know this.
So everybody knows. Yeah. Like, however it's going to end, that's, you know.
Yeah, at least for the first one. I mean, sure. Yeah,
right. I couldn't agree more. Like, it just had like so many great moments. A lot of funny quips. Lloyd Hansen was comical in that dark sense of humor. Six was hilarious just because Ryan Gosling's great with like a dry humor, like everything's going wrong and he's like expressing, but he's just a funny character. So I love the chemistry, and I loved, like, we're gonna take the tropes of like what makes an action flick. I'm gonna capture this girl, you're gonna do what I say because I'm holding her captive. Like, they played so well off of those typical tropes, because they're like, he knew that when that phone call goes off, all right, this dude's just been compromised, I get it, I'm not going to hold it against him. He's got to do what he's got to do, right? So, like, there's just, like, this, we're going to work on that trope. Like, instead of just doing another action movie where it's just the same thing, like, they actually played off of it very well. So I thoroughly enjoyed this. I love, like, Ryan Gosling in anything, so.
Gotcha. All right. So, yeah, he is definitely one of those.
Chris Evans.
Chris Evans is, for me, is the same way. Yeah. So you put him in a film. That's why, like, I'm probably gonna go watch that movie you just talked about, because you know what I mean. I just enjoy Chris Evans as an actor.
Yeah.
In general. So, like, I'm just gonna go watch him. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things. You know. So
that and so Ryan Gosling can do some real weird stuff. Have you ever seen Drive?
Or yes, I have.
Lars and the Real Girl.
No, I don't think I've watched that one.
I mean, he plays a character with where he's got, like, he orders, like, a sex doll and dresses her up, and that's his girlfriend. He goes around town, and anyways, it's a great movie. Like, I know I'm underselling it because it's a great movie, but I love Ryan Gosling because he could do, like, such weird things, but then he could something like this, and he works. He's going to be in the new Barbie movie that's coming out, and he's like a Ken doll. Okay. So, like, he's just multifaceted. Same thing with Chris Evans. So the chemistry that was on the set, and Ana de Armas, or however you say her name, I apologize, she fit in perfectly as well because it's like we don't need to do, like, the bullshit, like, exposition. They just move things along. Like, it was, like, really well done, and I really like their chemistry as well. Like, it doesn't have to be, like, this romantic fling. It doesn't have to wind up that way. And it's nice because it doesn't wind up that way. Yeah, they work together because they're saving each other's lives, but it doesn't have to be like this romantic.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like a no holds barred to action, like where they're like going after. Sorry, I'm just going to say another thing real quick.
No, you're good.
I know, blah, 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 blah. But I wish I could. I know other people are very good at this too. And I know other people saw this and they're like, oh, I bet you it's this dude. But I'm very good with, like, faces in the acting world, right? So the guy who, you know, he falls into that well, right? By the guy who's, like, dropping LSD.
Well, yes,
you know,
he's the scientist. All the pictures. Yeah, the scientist. Well, whatever, right?
That crazy guy.
Yeah.
I knew he looked familiar. And within a couple of seconds, I was like, man, I bet you that's the guy who plays Pablo Escobar in Narcos. And Jessica's looking at him. She's like, I don't know. I'm like, no, that's definitely the guy. And I looked it up. I paused the movie. I'm like, I'm looking this up, and boom. Guy who played Pablo Escobar. I'm like, man.
Are you kidding me?
Awesome, man. Yeah, yeah.
How did he even look the fucking same, though? Oh, sorry. At all.
I'm just saying, that blows my mind. It's there's something, like, I'm a Rain Man with movies and TV and actors and dialogue. And
you
like
are.
I said,
Trust me.
I wish I could, like, put it to use in other, you know, like.
Seriously. And if you guys want proof of that, go watch, like, our first 25 episodes where Kevin kicked my ass every week. Right. Actually, I think it was multiple times a week we were doing it that time.
Yeah, right. We were doing it twice a week. Yeah, like. Actually, I had to pivot the podcast because it just wasn't even all that fun anymore.
Yeah. Guys, I had to wear a dress. Yeah. All right, but anyways.
But yeah. So I was really excited. And then it's fun because, you know, obviously Joe and Anthony Russo and the writers are all, like, Marvel, and they've done so much with Marvel. So Chris Evans is an obvious natural. But this is a Netflix movie. So, you know, having Pablo, the guy who played Pablo Escobar, I can't exactly remember his name right now, but you know, it's cool to see, like, how just, like, these characters kind of pop up, because I mean they are great actors and they are on this platform, so I'm sure, like, Netflix is like, hey, we got, like, hey, check this guy out, and, you know, it's just cool how, like, it can lead to roles that pop up, and you know very convinced. I mean, you knew something was off about the guy, but I didn't expect that, you know, and
at all
how it was done. But and then how, like, what comes next is all, like, well, MacGyver, first of all, because, like...
For sure, 100%.
Duct tape and...
007, I'm just saying. Yeah, well, like, exactly. You 100% Bond. Agree. Yes,
exactly.
Yes.
So, yeah. I don't understand how this is a 46%, but I think Ana de Armas actually, which I'm sorry, I'm probably butchering that name. I'm pretty sure she was actually in a Bond movie, but, which is, you know, hilarious, but, which I'm going to...
You gonna Google that?
Yeah, I am gonna.
All right,
Ana de Armas.
Armas. That's why, like, I didn't want to correct you because I'm not 100% sure what it is.
Yeah, no time to die. That's funny. In 2021.
Oh, she was.
So, yeah.
Dude, that's you awesome. Gotta turn your brain off sometimes. You know, yeah. Just enjoy stuff, Kevin.
I do enjoy stuff. That's how I enjoy stuff.
I'm like,
do you know who that is? Oh, do you know that?
Yeah. You're ruining half the movie because you're talking about all the actors and every other movie they're in.
Yeah, like, we're not even talking about the movie anymore. I'm just like, have you seen this? Have you seen this? Well, it's like, it's an action movie, so like plot wise, I don't want to ruin any of like the twists or anything, because like you obviously know like there's going to be the showdown, there's going to be like the lead up, but I really like the one thing, like, can nobody shoot the guy handcuffed to a bench? You know?
Oh my gosh, that is so funny. I laugh so hard at that part, actually. You know what I mean? Like, he's getting so frustrated.
Yeah, right. Because, like, if he were on the ground, he would just, like, dude, this would have been done. You know?
Yes, yeah.
But that's not necessarily true. So that was probably my only gripe is something happens where he's knocked down to the ground. And, like, at 59 minutes, you could have, bow, movie's over. Right? Like...
Yes.
But, that's, you know, but you got to keep the movie going for another good 30, 40 minutes. And I don't mind. Because, dude, when I don't know what her character's name is, actually. But Anna, when she... No. Which she's in the new Marilyn Monroe biopic. She plays Marilyn Monroe that's coming out.
I knew there was something I just saw her in. Okay, okay, that's what it was. Okay, I just watched a preview for it.
But when she's running towards the compound with like the rocket grenade, the RPGs and the grenade launchers blowing stuff up. This movie's awesome, man. It's got everything. It's practical. It's not I don't know. It's not like.
I think it just felt like
an espionage.
And yes.
Yeah.
And not a movie like that where it has to be the strong storyline. Like, okay, so like I'm gonna bring this, I'm gonna kind of use this as a reference. Like, The Kingsman, right? They try to make the storyline too much when it's supposed to be an action film, right? So I just think what they did is they went the wrong direction, which I think this movie did the opposite of that. It gave me less storyline and more just.
Well, actually, it actually like revealed stuff and like a. A decent while the action sense, you know?
Yes, yeah, right. Well, absolutely, yes. And I'm like, that was really sweet. You know, I was scared at first when it started. I hate when it goes 8 years later.
Right, yeah, later, you're like...
I'm like, God, well,
I don't necessarily mind that, but, like, flashbacks can be sketchy sometimes.
Well, yes, and that's what I mean. So it's like they go back to those points of it, and you're like, dude, what is... No, because it goes 8 years earlier. I mean, 8 years later, 2 years before that. So I'm 6 years in from this original point. Where am I at? Like, that's where my mind goes. I'm like, this is stupid. Right. Like, I hate this. So, but that's where that's all. So,
yeah. This movie, though, I honestly was kind of sad it ended. I really enjoyed the action. I really enjoy that, you know, I remember The Walking Dead where Herschel's got a double barrel shotgun, but like he's never reloading it. Just blah, blah. You know, it's just like they have like this endless amount of ammo where he shoots three rounds and he's like, ah, crap, this was a used gun. And I now have to drag a body over to get enough more ammunition or figure out another way. So I just really enjoyed like the practical side of things, the close combat and like.
Okay. That
choreography was astounding, man. It was a great
film. So you got to think about what was one of the greatest action films that, like in the last 5 to 10 years, right? There was one movie that always sticks out to me.
John Wick.
John Wick. Oh, yeah. Exactly. So they had the John Wick-esque passion of everything, right? Mm-hmm. With like what you had to twist it in while with the James Bond.
Oh, yeah, the espionage stuff. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. So I think that really helped because they didn't go back to the old James Bond movies. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
And it just made it so much more practical where, like, he is like this espionage guy because he travels with very little. He changes his outfits. He does the spy things, not just like, you know, typical action movies where, like, oh, I'm just always equipped with, you know, multiple guns and. We have a shootout everywhere we go,
Exactly. Yeah. So don't get me wrong. John Wick is fantastic. I'll never take anything away.
But that makes sense. Like those things made sense because he dug up his guns. Yep. And he's still reloading. He's still using other things as weapons. Yeah. So like that's where the realism comes in. And I'm not trying to like glorify violence. It is gratuitous violence, but like it's that. It's just not like the unrealistic. Where you have the shootouts, like, you know, pew, 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 you know, shots are going everywhere. It's like, where did you guys train? Like, you can't be military because you guys are horrible. No, these guys are military because they're, like, popping, you know, every round counts just like John Wick.
Yes, absolutely.
I agree with that.
They miss one out of five. Right. You know what I mean? That one was slightly off or whatever. You know what I mean? That's the truth about it. So, but there was also parts in that movie, though, that honestly did not. I'm going to talk about a part where he's somebody is on a bench in the middle of a park.
Yeah, right, right.
Just like you said, right?
Yeah.
And it's not just people shooting, but there's also – all right, so I'm just going to – I'm not trying to ruin anything, but there's one part where the guy fired, okay, in the movie. He turns around on top of this truck, and he spins around and hits another vehicle, right, that's up the hill, okay? Like,
yeah.
Like a cop car or whatever, yep, whatever it was. It doesn't matter, but okay. Yeah. So, but it's this is the crazy part. So he's facing this direction, then out of nowhere, he starts to get shot from this direction. He goes, bang! And then he's right back to shooting. I'm like, dude, that dude is good.
And it's, it's greased yeah. up. Well, yeah, actually, true. Yeah. Right, so I actually have the same comment, but it was because, like, the car got moved around, and the dude's just, like, spinning around.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
but he's remained in perfect contact. Dude. I was like, okay, bro. Like, how many days do you... train on that thing, like.
Yeah, do you guys go through? Do you guys go through training to where it's all of a sudden it's tilted on its side like this with a bomb?
I need to make sure I can survive a wreck. Spin me around really fast so I get used to it. Like, damn, dude, you're the most qualified. Don't kill that guy. Sure.
Yeah, he's that guy's very valuable. Yeah,
very.
He better be a millionaire. I'm upset.
So. I really enjoyed that aspect too. Like, I don't want to ruin anything either, but
yeah,
it's almost like we said, it's a franchise, so it's like. Oh, you should have killed him. I was like, this guy's extremely skilled. I don't know if you really want to just kill this guy.
No, like, absolutely. And especially because...
And then it's well, I probably should have killed that guy, you know?
yeah, for sure. And then if you think about it, too, it's always one thing that you're... That something like that that's what you're going to kill somebody for or, you know, just like everything else, right? Just like the person, you know what I mean? All that happens, and it's over one mistake...
Oh, yeah, right.
I'm just saying, I know that's a spy thing, but that always makes me, I always can't help it, but I always think about it that way, too. I'm like, wow, you know, at work, I'm just saying, if I mess up like that one time, is somebody just going to shoot me in the face for it while I'm sleeping?
All right, so,
or I'm riding in a plane, thinking I'm safe, and then all of a sudden, bang, somebody, you know what I mean? I'm just saying, like, there's like certain things you're like, okay,
maybe I did choose the right line of work. I really love the axe. I honestly was thinking, like, I'm going to probably rewatch that tonight or something. Like, cause
oh, for sure.
I just enjoyed it a lot.
And
the action is so good that it's just like you could rewatch it and just see more of it. So you're talking about that airplane, man. Like, that was sweet, dude.
That was awesome.
Again, practical. Like, it's a high altitude plane. So, like, you're shooting a gun. Well, obviously, they're going to try to attack without guns because they know. And then once that starts going off the rails, man, that plane just gets ripped to shreds. I would be freaking out. But no, this dude is so calculated. Like, he take that brings up a whole other point of view for me. His moves are executed with like precision, and like when he's fighting, I don't want to call it, like, I don't want to say like he's slow. He's just so calculated. That, like, he's taking his time because, like, he can, you know, he's just that good. Like, it was just, I don't even know how to say it. Like, it's just like,
he was facialless. That's the thing that impressed me about it, actually. So you brought up the acting skills of this man, Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
And even as he's doing these things, I mean, he's really doing this. I mean, I know it's not like people are not trying to kill him in the movie. Right. But at the same time, exactly. So his face, you know what I mean? But as he's... It's just everything is well because you think about it. I mean, in the one, I'm gonna say the epic showdown, right? You know, with the two of them, Chris Evans and Ryan Gosling, with the two of those going at it. I mean, like, it was impressive. Like,
oh yeah.
I'm telling you, the movement of everything, the whole like spectrum of like that whole package of the movie film itself, right there, was really good. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's some of it that I thought was a little bit... You can't help but think it's a little bit cheesy in some parts of it because it's, like, this whole thing. But at the same time, though, it was also phenomenal. Like, the action part of the entire thing... And see, I'm not calling the action part. I'm talking about, like, the talking in between, right?
Oh, right.
That's all I'm saying. Exactly. Right, so it's, like, this whole thing. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying... But it was so good. Like, that's what I mean by the cheesiness. The comic relief is the cheesiness part of it.
Right.
Everything else is good, but it's, like, those parts are, like... It makes you... It breaks away the whole nonstop action.
Well, so in it's Avengers Age of Ultron. Avengers 2. They say you don't have to break something to Ultron. And Ultron says, well, clearly you've never made an omelet. And then Tony Stark says, man, you know, you beat me by just once, you know, by 1 second for coming up with that quick quip. And it's funny because, like, Chris Evans has a line in there. He's like, can't make an omelet without killing a few people, right? So, like, there's, like, little sprinkles, little Easter eggs of the where they'll bring in the comic relief, but, like, in a darker way because Lloyd Hansen is insane. The main bad guy besides Lloyd Hansen, like the direct, like the guy who's like overseeing, giving Lloyd the go ahead and everything. His name's Reggae. It's Reggae Jean. You know what I'm talking about. And so he's actually going to be in the new Dungeons and Dragons movie that's coming out.
Oh, nice. Okay. All right. I'm excited about Dungeons and Dragons.
I love Chris Pine. So it's going to be a fun cast. Michelle Rodriguez. Yeah. Chris Pine, you listening, bro? Anyways, and then there's Michelle Rodriguez, Hugh Grant.
Yeah, so it's a huge cast.
It's a really good cast. Yeah. It's going to be. Yeah. They talk about how it's like Game of Thrones meets Monty Python. So it's going to have like some really awesome action, and there's going to be some really good comedic moments. So I'm like, I'm here for it.
Cool. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I'm in.
But yeah. Anyways, not to get way off topic. The Gray Man. I need you guys to get back on Rotten Tomatoes and
yeah, can you guys rewatch without thinking the way that you thought the first time and then tell me again what you think?
Agreed.
Yeah.
Because I can't wait for the second one to come out.
I'm definitely going to be a watcher, so.
Yeah, like I obviously am a huge fan of Bond films and action films and all that stuff. And it's like, if you're a fan of Bond films, okay, the villain is taking over the world or going to destroy the world. And almost every single one is like, okay, so that's not repetitive. You're going to rate that higher, but this movie can't have some, whatever, you know,
yeah.
I don't accept it.
Stupidio.
One thing I was curious about, though, so it's a 46%. See, that's the difference right there, baby. We're not wrong. The audience score for The Gray Man is 91%, dude.
We're killing it. I mean, we know what's actually a good movie or not.
Dumbass critics out there like, nah, this movie's predictable.
What movie's not predictable these days?
Right, and go punch yourself in the face. Because what I would say is like, okay, yeah, plot wise, okay, Avatar. People are loving Avatar. It's a cowboys and Indians story.
Yep.
Cowboys coming to taking over the Indians' land, and they have a big battle. Okay, been done before.
Yeah, done.
Literally, multiple times. That's what it is. Yep. But is the spectacle, the dialogue, the acting, the scenery, right? Same thing with this movie. It's the dialogue. It's the acting. It's the explosions. It's the choreography. Yeah. It's the act. Like, come on. Jesus. I shouldn't have to. Your critics. I don't even know how your critics. Rotten Tomatoes. You might need, like, a more rigorous.
Open-minded.
Yeah. Open-mindedness of what these people are, doing. So, yeah. You know.
They're classical films people. They may not rate this one as 77.
Yeah, they're like, I watch only rom-coms, and I watched The Gray Man, and I didn't like it. Like, okay, why are you watching it? Wait, first off, why are you even allowed to review it then at that point?
Exactly. I hate guns.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying.
It's just like, man.
Yeah, you're not supposed to rate this one. So I'm not saying it's wrong. You could do that.
Yeah, you can have your opinions, but then, like, exactly. What would be
Don't
the point
rate my
of
movies.
You?
Yeah, exactly.
What is
yeah.
the point? There's an angry person. But anyways, so obviously The Gray Man's on Netflix. Check that out immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately if you haven't watched that. I would like to know everybody's thoughts. Now that I see the 91% on, I didn't look at that last night. I should have looked at that. Seeing that 91% makes me feel a little better. And now maybe I'm not going to be yelled at by people saying, like, oh, that's a dumb opinion.
No.
I really enjoyed this movie.
Hey, for sure. That's
what I'm putting it on tonight. I'm doing it.
Yeah. Are you? Yeah. Nice.
I'm going to wait for my 3D printer to finish printing so I can wash it and UV dry it, whatever, UV cure it. And then I'm going to bed.
Nice.
With that movie.
Which great, man.
So, I don't know what we're going to watch for the next one. Do you have something?
Yeah, I'm not 100%. I don't have anything. There was something that I thought was coming out. One movie I do want to watch, which I have to look into, is a new Thor movie. Have you seen it yet?
I have not seen it yet. Yeah, we'll have to see when it's coming out on Disney Plus. I have heard that it is the lowest rated Thor movie out of all of them, and I did not really care for Thor 2, which that blows my mind.
That's one reason why I did not want to go pay the money at the theaters right away to go see it, because it's not. At first, I was like, I don't care, I'm going to see it, right? I like Thor, I like, you know what I mean? And I'm like,
there's a lot of mixed talk about it, and then like there was no talk about it, and it was like, okay, well.
It was weird how it just fell off, right? That's what I'm saying. It went from so high to fell off, and I'm like, okay. Now, is this another Marvel thing that there's too many Marvel movies coming out so people didn't enjoy?
There's fatigue.
So I just don't know. Like, that's why I'm trying to find the finer balance of it. But I want to watch it. That's one movie.
Yeah.
Other than that, though, that's the only movie I could think of on the top of my head that I was gonna ask about.
So okay, we'll look into that one. Yeah, we'll look at when that's going to stream. Okay. And that we'll kind of like maybe we'll tweet it out, and then I think what we should do Ramen's Sucker Punch, because we kind of shuffle things around a little bit, so we'll do Ramen's Sucker Punch, Dan Lott's films, for that one.
Cool.
So Man Baby, August 17th. Very funny. Check it out. Really well done.
It's definitely worth a watch. Exactly. It's definitely worth a watch for sure.
And then The Gray Man.
Yeah.
If I had 16 thumbs, I'd put 20 of them up. I don't even know if that makes sense.
See, my toes are up right now, I'll tell you what.
I'm just going to say this real quick. You could just literally pair Ryan Gosling with anyone, though. If you've ever watched The Nice Guys, it's one of my favorites. And it's with him and Russell Crowe. And then you had like Blade Runner 2042, I think it's called, and with Ryan Gosling and Harrison Ford. Awesome. So there's just Ryan Gosling and Steve Carell, loved them together. Like you just put Ryan Gosling next to somebody and they're automatically a great dude. So,
step up.
Yeah. Yeah. So just check this movie out. And critics, maybe get off whatever weird the high chair you're on. I don't really know what you're doing in your life. You're definitely wrong. So, I know there are opinions, but you're wrong. Anyways, we'll move on from that. I don't have anything else.
It's Bird Law, bro.
Bird Law.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to make sense.
It's Bird Law, though. It's Bird Law. That's all I got, though, man.
Can't own a seabird. Just can't. It's Bird Law. Can't. That's the only bird law I know. You just can't own a seabird. It's illegal.
It's crazy, actually. Yeah, it's illegal.
Bird law.
It's a tender. Yeah, bird law.
All right. Well, all
right.
Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Yeah, thank you for watching. Thanks for tuning in.
Make sure you hit that like and subscribe.
Yeah, absolutely.
And have a great day.
Have a great day, guys.